Kairos tells us in the name of Akavya ben Mahalalel, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'in ataba lidei aveira. The person takes a look at three things, so he won't come to do an aveira. And the third thing that he mentions, it's mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is that a person should know lifnei mi ata asid liten din v'cheshbo. Pay attention to whom one is eventually going to have to give a din v'cheshbo. Now we generally translate a din v'cheshbo as an accounting. You have to give an accounting of everything that we've done. But what exactly is a din and a cheshbo? They're two separate things here. Lifnei miyata asid liten din v'cheshbo. Explains the Vilna Gaon that a din is an accounting for what a person did. A person's going to have to go l'achamei v'esim shana and give an accounting for all of his actions. That's the din. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is to give an accounting of what a person could have done. What a person should have done. We all have potential. We all have the ability to achieve things. We have to give an accounting of a din for what we've done. And we'll also have to give an accounting of a cheshbon, calculation, so to speak, of what we could have done. At the very end of this week's Parsha, the end of Parsha Tazinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, for the last time, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Betzam Hayom Hazeh Limor Alei Al Har Avarim Hazeh Har Nevor Asher Beretz Moav Asher Pnei Yerecho Umus Bahar. Climb the mountain and there you're going to die. And why are you going to die? Why aren't you entering into Eretz Yisrael? Because he says about Moshe and Aaron, Al Asher Ma'altem Bi B'toch B'nei Yisrael B'meim Rivat Kadesh Midbar Tzin Allah shelo kidashtem oti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. It seems to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving two reasons why Moshe and Aaron are dying. Allah shel ma'altem bi, that you defied me. V'allah shelo kidashtem oti, and that you weren't mekadesh shemi. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's the din and the cheshbon. The din, Moshe, is what you did. As Rashi explains, there are other mefarshim, but as Rashi explains, I told you to speak to the rock and you hit the rock. That's the din. But then there's the cheshbon. The cheshbon is what you could have done. If you would have listened to me, you could have created an amazing Kiddush Hashem. You can be seated. It's okay. Come, sit down. You've created an amazing Kiddush Hashem and you didn't do it. Two things. What you did was the me'ila, was the defying, and what you didn't do, the potential for Kiddush Shem Shamayim. In the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, the Tfilah of Musaf, we said, Ki zecha kol hayitzur lefanecha ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers everyone whom he created. Ma'aseh ish ufkudato. What a person does, ufkudato. What's ma'aseh ish ufkudato? Explains Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich Latzal, founder of Yeshiva Torah Vedas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah remembers Ma'aseh Ish. He remembers everything that we did. But he also remembers Pekudato. He remembers what our tafkid is. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has expected of us. And now wants to see whether that was fulfilled. Whether that was achieved. On Rosh Hashanah we have to come along and we're going to end up giving a din v'cheshba, a din on what we've done. That's the ma'aseish, and a cheshba, what we could have done. That's of kudata. Come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Maybe especially as we get close to Yom Kippur. You take a look at yourself. And you want to say, am I basically a good person or not a good person? You look around at a lot of people in this world. And you say, I didn't murder anybody. I don't beat up little old ladies and steal their pocketbooks. I don't do drugs. I don't commit adultery. I'm not mechal of Shabbos b'farhesya. I'm not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. I'm not so bad compared to a lot of other people around. I'm pretty good. I could tell you stories. Some of my peers, people in my neighborhood. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I could always improve here and there. But I'm not doing so bad. Maybe when it comes to the din, maybe we're not so bad. Maybe the things that we did that we shouldn't have done compared to a lot of other people, okay, a little bit better. But I'm okay. That's not enough. You have to make a cheshbon. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu want of us? Have I achieved my potential? And we dare not sell ourselves too short. The very first Aleph Tishrei in the history of mankind was a very busy day. Adam and Chava were created. Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Adam and Chava were banished from Gan Eden. And after Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadas, they hear the call, Hashem is Halech Bagan. And they hide amongst the trees. Vayikra Hashem Elokim Elo Adam Vayom Elo Ayeka. Where are you? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu asking Ayeka. Can't seem Adam and Chava because they're hiding in the trees. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Adam and he says to him that just up until now, just a short time ago, I created you in a way that you will be sofa olam bat sofa. The Medrash describes Adam Harishon as an unbelievable giant. I don't know if it means a physical giant or a spiritual giant. Adam Harishon, Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made him. Unbelievable greatness. And now, this amazing, unbelievable giant is hiding behind the tree. That's how much you've shrunk spiritually. Ayeka! Where are you? Where is the Adam that I created? What happened to you? Explains Rabbi Yisachar Friend that that same conversation takes place every Aleph Tishrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to each and every one of us. He says, Ayeka,
where is the you that I created? I created you with so much potential, with the ability to rise to such great heights of spirituality, of ruchnius. And you're satisfied with a shrunken self? That's all that you think of yourself? And you say, well, compared to a lot of other people, I'm doing okay. I created a giant, and you turned yourself into a midget. A yakka. Where are you? In the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, as Yom Kippur is coming to a close, towards the end of Shmon Esrei, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'atilamdeinu Hashem Elokeinu lehisvados lefanecha al kol avonoseinu. You've taught us to confess all our sins. The man nechdal me'oshek yadeinu. To pull back from oshek. To stop stealing. Oshek is a type of theft. Stealing? What's stealing? Where's stealing? And why only stealing? Of all the other stealing. Explains the Chidushei Arim Zatzal, the first Gerer Rebbe. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all so many kochos, so many abilities. And b'chasdei Hashem, He gave us health. He gave us life and health. And the ability to use those abilities. And if I misuse them, if I misuse those abilities and I misuse that health that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me to achieve certain things, and I just don't use it properly, I'm a ganav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to me to waste. And if I waste it, I'm a ganav. I've committed oshek. And we stand in those final moments of Yom Kippur, take a look at ourselves, not only at the din, not only at what we've done, but on the cheshbon of all that we could be doing. And hopefully we reach an honest assessment, realizing that we're not midgets. Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of us as giants. We all have such tremendous kochos that we don't even know about. And we shouldn't satisfy ourselves with achieving so little when we can achieve so much. We still have time. Not a lot of time, but we still have time till Yom Kippur to think not only about what we've done, but how much more we could be doing to live up to that potential of being a giant, from being a descendant of Adam HaRishon. Could be misof olam v'atzof olam. And not chas v'shalom to hide behind the tree. Because whether we like it or not, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to call out to each and every one of us and ask us, Ayeka, where is the you that I've created.